My guest at this time is Tom Smith. He is the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, where he is challenging a one-term incumbent Democrat, Bob Casey. Until recently, it looked as though Senator Casey was on his way to a relatively easy reelection, but a series of new polls confirm that this race has gotten a lot closer in just the last couple of weeks, with new polls suggesting that Casey's lead is anywhere from just 3 to 6 or 7 points, certainly within the competitive nature and in some cases even within the margin of error. And Mr. Smith, thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, Greg, it's great to be with you.
So what do you credit for closing the gap here? This was a 20-point race at the end of August, and now here as we get to the end of September, you're perhaps within the margin of error, and Casey in every one of these polls is below 50%. What changed?
Well, what's changed, Greg, is I've never ran for state office before, so the people of Pennsylvania didn't know me. I'm a citizen candidate, but we've been working very hard to get my name known on across the state of Pennsylvania. Like I say, I'm not a career politician. I've been a businessman for 44 years. But right now, we're getting that message out there, and the voters of Pennsylvania see a clear choice between their current Senator, Bob Casey, and myself, and they're gravitating towards us, and I think that's a great thing, and we'll continue to work on it. Pennsylvania is classified as a blue state, but it really isn't anymore. It was in 2008 when President Obama was elected, but in 2010, Pennsylvania voters sent 5 new Republican congressmen to the U.S. House of Representatives. They elected a real good United States Senator, Pat Toomey, and they also now have a Republican governor. The state house and the state senate is in Republican hands.
You have labeled Senator Casey Senator Zero. Explain that moniker and why you believe it's time for him to go.
Well, he's been in the United States Senate now. This is his first term, but almost 6 years. He's never had a bill that got passed. But he has done a lot of things in the United States Senate that I don't agree with. He's voted 7 times to raise the debt ceiling on our children and grandchildren, and not once does he come forward with a plan on here is how we grow the economy, here is how we get spending under control, and here is how we get this national debt down. He's a follower. He votes with this current administration 95% of the time, and I believe that the voters of Pennsylvania are going to want a leader, not a follower. And that's what I believe they'll do this fall is elect us the next United States Senator. And that's why these polls are closing, and I expect them to close more.
You mentioned the 95% agreement rate between Senator Casey and the administration or Democratic leaders, whatever the figure pointed to. If you go to Senator Casey's webpage, there's no mention of President Obama when it comes to the issues. He refers to himself as independent multiple times, as a tax cutter, or at least advocating for tax cuts, and being tough on Iran. So it's clearly he's trying to run in the center in this campaign. What's your message to the contrary when he makes that case, either in TV ads, in debates, or anywhere else?
Well, we will. Senator Bob Casey, he has a fairly good name here in Pennsylvania. His dad was governor years ago, and he was well-liked. But the voters of Pennsylvania, even if your father was a governor, even when they put the son in, you still have to produce. And Senator Bob Casey has not.
Let's talk about your agenda, if in fact you're elected to the U.S. Senate. On your webpage, right off the bat, you call for tax reform, and you also call for getting federal spending under control. Those are two monumental tasks. What do you propose, and how do you propose to get it actually done?
Well, Greg, a thousand-mile journey starts with the first step. And I have been, as I stated before, in business for 44 years. In fact, the last 2.5 decades, I was in the mining industry. I had my own mining companies that I had started from scratch in the 80s. So we kind of had a front-row seat to this war on coal. But no, we've got to get this deficit spending under control, and we did put out a 5-point plan on how to do that. And if your listeners would like to get a copy of that or check that out, they can do that at our website, which is tomsmithforsenate.com. Deficit spending, taxes, I've dealt with all these things, as all Americans are, and it's time to get it under control. I mean, I do agree with you that you hear a lot of politicians, we got to get regulatory under control. And it's time to do that. And as far as cutting deficit spending, we've got to look at every department. Energy would be a good example, but all of them. What was their mission when they started? What are they doing now? And are they doing it economically? And is that department even necessary anymore? One that leaps to my mind is the Department of Energy. Started in the Carter administration, and its main purpose was to get us off of foreign oil. Greg, like I said, I ran businesses, and if I hired somebody to do something decades ago and billions upon billions of dollars later they hadn't done the job, I think you need to downsize it. And bear in mind, too, that was the very department that made the $535 million loan to Solyndra, which is the cost to taxpayers.
You've mentioned a couple of times now, sir, your experience in the private sector and the fact that that was in the coal mining industry, eventually starting your own company, but doing work at the lower levels of the industry as well in your younger years. This has obviously been a critical issue in terms of regulation and energy, two more issues that you're passionately focused on. How big of an issue will this be in a state as coal-rich as Pennsylvania?
Well, the war on coal in Pennsylvania will play big. It will also, I believe, in Ohio and West Virginia. Greg, it matters not to whom I speak. As far as I can talk to bankers, I can talk to builders, home builders, manufacturers, farmers, doctors, hospitals. They're all saying the same story here in Pennsylvania, and I'm sure it's true across the country. They are just inundated with government regulations to the point where they won't even consider expanding. They're more worried about surviving. One of the examples of that, I know in my business, when the Affordable Care Act was passed, if you want to call it Obamacare, that's fine, but my senator, United States Senator Bob Casey, was a critical vote on that. He was the 60th vote, and I was covering 500 people. I had 130 employees and with their families and spouses, and I guarantee you when that was passed, I did not think as a business owner about expanding. I was more worried about what in the world is in this 2,700 pages. And, you know, it didn't give me a real warm feeling when Nancy Pelosi said, well, we'll have to pass it before we know what's in it. And we do know now 20 new taxes, constitutional rights are infringed by making us buy something that maybe we don't want. So there's a lot of things here, but we also in our five-step plan, talk about how we want to take care of the health care, Social Security, and energy, too. You touched on it, but energy is going to be one of our plans, too. We have 17% of the fossil fuel reserves in the world right here in this country. And this state that I'm in, Pennsylvania, is blessed with the Marcellus gas. Our children's energy needs are met for generations to come, as long as we can keep government out of the way. And, Greg, I believe wholeheartedly in my life that I've always felt that the cornerstone to a strong and vibrant economy is a reasonably priced source of energy, and we have that opportunity here. We can get off of foreign oil. We can be an exporter of fuel and energy, which will produce jobs and get this economy going.
Well, it's quickly becoming one of the most competitive Senate races in the country, getting a lot more attention as a result of these recent polls showing it virtually neck and neck now in the Keystone State, a critical race and certainly one that Republicans would love to pick up. We've been talking with the Republican nominee, Tom Smith. Tom, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg, so much, and that's what I'm working for. I would like to see Senator Harry Reid just one vote, not the majority leader.
Tom Smith for Senate is the website, tomsmithforsenate.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.